All in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach ya be sure to beat ya. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
kick,
punch,
punch,
jump,
jump.
I thought I said chop.
Jump.
You're the worst. You're the worst. God, all right. Well, welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, Podcast 42.1. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
And none of us can agree on what they say in Perez.
He does say chop, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does say chop. He's a fucking onion.
Jump comes later. It's duck and jump. Turn and pose.
Pose, yeah.
Duck, dodge, dip.
Dive,
and dodge. And dodge. Yeah.
Chop.
Those are later when he's talking to the cop. Yeah. So, if you couldn't have guessed, we're going to be talking about music games, rhythm games.
Yeah, this isn't
type of deal.
This is not limited to one game. So this is a blanket.
Yeah, I think if you did one game, it would be the shortest episode ever.
Well, yeah, because I think we could do a point cast for Parappa. I mean, yeah, there's enough that we could probably do for that.
But I think I would get bored really fast.
You probably would.
Yeah.
How can you get bored of this?
Duck and jump.
At the same time,
it's gonna get harder. So yeah, we're talking about it. Not so much a phone in, but it is Super Bowl Sunday. We are recording on the day that this is being released. So this is the
we got pork to eat.
Yeah, this is the freshest of episodes.
I need to go to work.
Yeah,
I smoked 7 pounds of cheese.
I think I smoked an 8 pound pork shoulder. I got a bunch of beans.
You also smoked 7 pounds of dick.
Oh, I didn't see that coming at all.
No?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
7 pounds of meat.
7 pounds of meat. Wow. I want some smoked cheese. I forgot about that.
Yeah, maybe I'll let you know how it is. It's good. I'll let you taste some.
He's such an ass.
What?
You couldn't send him with like a little, cut him off a little chunk, send him on his way?
We'll see. I could. We'll see how it is. I'm scared that it's going to be too smoky.
Anyway, we decided that since the music in the Super Bowl halftime shows are always terrible, then why not do it?
It's Katy Perry this year.
Listen,
Kitty Purry.
Purry?
I hear she has an extra special guest, and it might be Missy Ener Elliott. I heard that rumor.
I don't care at all.
Yeah.
That's a blast from the past.
Okay, so in my mind, I just went from like the most awesome thing that could have happened that the internet like already wants is that Katy Perry's wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm afraid of Missy Ener Elliott's wardrobe malfunction because that will ruin my life. We'll have to go to iBleach.
She's going to have a wardrobe malfunction, and that's when you're going to find out that trash bag suit she was wearing in her music videos in the 90s was actually just what her body looks like.
It's her skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's all poofy and shiny.
The trash bag costume?
Yeah. That's just her body.
Where she's
so she looks like.
Super duper fly.
Beep, beep.
Who's got the keys to the Jeep?
Vroom.
I can't wait.
I'm out. So I am out.
So yeah, we'll do some music.
Law and Order SVU?
Oh,
I missed that. Yeah. Okay,
our music will be better than the Super Bowl music, hopefully. You want to start off with what's been going on?
Let's get into the news.
We've been out of the loop for a while.
For 2 weeks.
Let's start with that.
Let's talk about your penis.
Well, my penis is fine.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a good looking cock.
I got my vasectomy.
I like the lightning bolts on the
ready
side.
Ready to go. Good on that.
Vasectomy.
I am not reproducing. It's not that I have children. I don't want more. I don't want any children ever to be in my life.
And he has thus left his family bloodline up to Randy.
Is the
And with this, I have fulfilled my court order.
Is the recovery period over? Or are you allowed to?
I'm a little sore still. It's been a week, and
I see you had the plastic cone removed.
Yeah, well, I took it off for the. I didn't want to hit the microphone. The cone's actually just around my dick. You know they don't cut your dick open, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Where did they go?
It was to keep you from licking it.
All right. Here's the story. The story is great because it's the strangest thing that ever happened to me. So, one of the engineers at work tells me you're going to go there, and the hot nurse is going to come in and shave your balls. Like that's not going to happen.
Why don't you pre-shave?
They asked me to pre-shave, so I shaved my balls. And then I went in the next day, and apparently I missed a spot. So the hot nurse came in to shave my balls. It's like, holy shit, this guy's awesome. All right. So they put one of those,
Wait.
What?
You said this guy is awesome.
Well, the engineer.
You're talking about the nurse?
No, the engineer
the hot
told me
nurse.
This. I didn't believe him.
There we go, Chester.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Okay, continue the story.
He looked like the Thor guy. What's his name? Chris Helmsworth. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so
is
she came in.
Every hot guy named Chris?
Yeah.
Man,
sorry. Yep. Chris Pratt, Chris Pine, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Walken.
Mm-hmm. Chris Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Chris Reeves.
Sure.
All right.
Christopher.
So they brought in the paper thing. You know when they're doing surgery on people? Yeah. They put the paper thing down so they can't see because they don't knock you out. You're awake the whole time.
Okay.
And so they put that thing over me. And
did they pull your balls through the hole?
No, it was down over the front of me, like hanging down, like from the ceiling.
So
down,
like you were giving
of.
Birth, like
yeah, like I was giving birth to my own balls.
Yeah,
you know what'd be cool is if they like had a projector
so I could see it
watching something on the sheet in front of you.
That would've been cool, like a video. I could play video games. It was relaxing. I mean, really. So they gave me the local, and that burned really bad. And then he's like, "I want to put some music on." So he goes over the stereo and he puts on
Kenny G
country music.
Damn it.
And he's singing country music while he's cutting my balls open.
That would be a boner killer right there.
Yeah, he doesn't want you getting aroused during this. That's a great doctor.
So, yeah, that was great. It was a really weird experience
singing
while he's
song?
Cutting my balls.
What would be an appropriate song for a doctor to be singing, country or otherwise, while I want to say Bye Bye Miss American Pie, but that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Ball Breaker by AC/DC.
Okay.
Wrecking Ball?
I don't want him to come in like a wrecking ball.
So you're just listening to country? Just
listening to him sing country music while he's mutilating my balls. And I hate country music. But it was I just laying there and I start laughing. And he's like, "Are you okay? That hurt?" I'm like, "No, you're singing while you're cutting my balls open." He's like, "Yeah, I guess that is kind of funny."
Well done. What's this doctor's name?
I don't know. Dr. Ball Mangler.
Ball Shredder?
Yeah. I think it's Polish. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
So, yeah, it all went well.
Good for you. How long was it? How long was the? How long was
15 minutes.
How long was a man inside you?
About 15 minutes. It was mostly tweezers inside.
Oh, okay.
Pull the vas out. And they clip it. And then they cauterize it. And then
so no going back.
Stuff
nothing?
It back inside.
Like they cauterize it well, like with a lighter?
Yeah. Just like...
So is there no going matches. Back? Is that 100% like
I'm
no,
done.
You're done?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Unless it doesn't take, which if he didn't cauterize it right, but I don't he's done thousands of them.
So it's gone just like your sight, huh?
Did you come blood afterwards?
I have you're not allowed to right now.
For how long? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
If I did,
I'm sure if I jerked off right now, I probably would.
I bleach. That'll keep you from wanting to jerk off.
No, you remember that scene from Freddy Got Fingered where he jerks off the elephant and shoots it in his dad's face?
I don't. I never saw that movie.
That's what it's going to be like when I do my first round. It's just going to be cum and blood everywhere.
Oh, no, it's just going to be just like...
gallon.
Yeah, like you know, okay, how about this? With Ghostbusters, when the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man like disintegrates and it like white... marshmallow falls over everything. Yeah.
It's delicious.
Or when they come out of the sewer after swimming in the slime,
yeah,
they're all just
there you
dripping
go.
With it.
Yeah, that's that seems more
and
accurate.
They hug each other
because it's kind of pinkish.
Yeah.
Like so it's like mixed in. Wait, so I think that we have predicted.
So it went really well, and
I'm pretty
excited about it. Now the idiots can keep reproducing. People with half a brain can not.
Well, hey, you're perpetuating idiocracy.
Idiocracy, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm making the future come.
Well, no, and that's the problem that I have with having children is that I don't, one, I worry about my kid being an asshole. But two, I worry that my kid will be out there with every other kid's person's fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like asshole kid. Yeah. I don't want it. Something's going to happen. I don't. And then if I have a daughter, game over, man. I got nothing.
You don't know how to handle that situation?
I wouldn't know because I think I would be like the crazy dad that would just be like, not like, what are your intentions? But I mean, like, she would bring a guy home and I'd immediately like punch him in the face. Like, just, I'm crazy.
I'm the crazy dad. You want a beer?
Stay away from me. No, you just got to be sitting there cleaning your gun.
As you do so often.
Oh.
Yeah, just cleaning your pistol.
I went,
Dad, why are you doing that?
I went
I've
straight
never seen you hold that gun.
I went straight America. I didn't tell you guys this on Friday. So no, check this out. So I get up on Fridays. I work from home, so I get up like crazy late because all I have to do is just like splash some water on my face, put on pants, and then go and sit in front of my computer.
No shirt?
Well, the shirt's already on.
Okay, wait, why do you put pants on?
I can't
you
talk
have like
to
a,
somebody
you have like a team viewer or something or
no, I
you
just
have like a live event.
No, that's I mean, no pants are for leisure. I can't do that when I'm working. So like you know, I put on shorts or pants, and I'm sitting there. So I'm up for like maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and I was actually smoking that pork shoulder, so I got that started, and I'm in and out of the house, like going back to my computer, making sure the temperature's right for like the first 20 minutes. And Laurel comes out of the shower, and just immediately screams, "Who's the guy in our yard?" And I'm like, I had literally just come back in the house from being outside.
I know the answer to this question. I can already know the answer.
There's no, no, but, and I can't understand her because when Laurel gets freaked out, like her voice goes to only a pitch that dogs can hear. Dogs can hear. Yeah. So I'm like, what? And I'm a little confused because I'm still waking up. And she's like, "Who's the guy in our yard?" And then it takes her three or four times to say that. I'm like, nobody is in our yard. There's a fucking guy in our yard. He just waved at me. And I can't see anything. Like, I'm looking at both of our doors. And she's, like, flipping the fuck out. So I get all worked up. And she's like, "There's a guy out there. There's a guy out there." So I have to run. I, like, run in my bedroom, grab my gun. And then I just, like, do a James Bond roll. Like, I didn't roll, but I'm, like, open the door, like, get into my backyard with my gun. I'm just, like, looking around. And then I go to my gate. My gate's halfway open, so there was somebody in the back there, and this pool guy speeds away. This guy, that's happened to us before, and it happened at a party.
Wrong yard?
Wrong yard, wrong neighborhood. He just barged into the backyard.
Wait, he left the fucking gate open?
Well, my gate doesn't close right. You have to kind of manipulate it.
He must have heard the dogs next door going crazy because of the shrieking and got scared and bolted.
No, but what happened was, because he actually walked, it looks like he went to the wrong address, because there, my road has an east and a west, like across the whole valley. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he should have been at my address on the east side.
The other side.
On the other side of Phoenix.
I expected it to be like the SRP guy there checking your electric meter, and you're like, "Freeze, motherfucker," and he just...
No, but then, you know, but, okay, so you get into one of those situations, and I'm like, this is why I have this, like, just in case something like this happens. And I get out in the yard, and then I'm standing there in the middle of my yard with my freaking pistol, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing out here?
You gotta protect this house. You're in your Under Armour shirt.
That's right.
Well, I told Kyle, he's like, "Did you just fire a couple over his head?" I'm like, "Yeah, just to make just to let him know that shit wouldn't
stand. Don't come back.
Not in America." No, but so I go back in, and I'm just like, my heart is still pounding and racing, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, next time something like that happens, I need you to state, "There is a man in our backyard," because when you ask me a question without context, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So that was my Friday. That was how I started my day. It was fun.
She should have screamed poodle. That's probably what she
poodle. Yeah, poodle.
Something's happening. Something's happening.
I'm so down. So like living in Arizona, that's the first time I've ever, like, you know, drawn
Let me
my
ask
weapon.
You this. Right. Did you chamber around before you went outside?
I did not.
What if he would have attacked you?
Would
have hit him with the gun?
Pistol whip.
No, I thought about that. Well, here's the thing. I went out. I immediately, because I was just in the back part of the yard where I have my smoker when I was smoking the pork shoulder. So I went out the side of my yard, and I immediately looked toward the gate, and I'm standing there for like a couple seconds looking, and I'm like, what if he's behind me? And I do like a quick spin, like with my gun still down, and then I'm like, that was stupid. I should have checked my six.
Always stay behind cover and always check
always
your six.
Check your six.
If we learn Chester, how was your week?
Well, I went to the Phoenix.
The TPC, the Phoenix Open?
Phoenix Open.
The Waste Management Open.
Phoenix Open.
It's so stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, so and it was raining like crazy, and their little cardboard recyclable trash cans were just all drooped over on their sides.
Just a recycling bin filled with recycling bins.
Yes, it was a good time.
Tiger killed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard he fell apart.
If by it, you mean
the worst round of golf he's ever had.
By it, you mean his
had.
Career.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, one game is going to ruin his career.
No.
I mean, now.
It was the worst. I think they said it was the worst he's done in his career.
Yeah. Awesome. Was he wearing the ski mask? Right, you left that out?
No.
I don't know. I got nothing. How was your week?
It was good. It was just full of fucking Vicodin and sitting.
Oh, no. You built your new computer. You got your new rig.
I built my new PC. Nice. I'm back in the PC master race.
That's awesome.
That feels great.
Welcome You're back. The PC for all three of us, it sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I got
Dirk's
a new processor.
A little behind, but...
I was...
That out awesome front for a little card. Bit. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, anyways. Yeah, I got a new i5. That's all that board will take is an i5. What was it? 3.4 gigahertz i5.
Yeah.
That badass video card. That thing is bigger than any PC I've ever owned. Need some more RAM. It's only got 8 gigs. I'd like to go up to 16.
16 is expensive, but it's not really needed. Did you get 16 or do you have 8?
I've got 20. Gigs of RAM.
You have 20 gigs of RAM?
When I first bought the motherboard, I kind of blew my load on that, so I got 4 gigabytes. And then I went back later and bought 2 8-megabyte chips.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to do 16. I know my upgrade is coming in
it's April. Overkill, for sure.
It is, but I mean, but everybody said that like 2 gigs, like back in the day, like you will never, ever use
right?
2
Remember
gigs.
Remember the 20-gigabyte hard drive? You're like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
You said that to me, like something about like I was trying to buy a computer.
Never fill up this gig.
Yeah. You will never use 100 gigs, ever.
So yeah, the next would be the solid state drive, and I'm good to go. It's holding, you know, your Windows performance score. Everything else is like 7 and 8, and my fucking hard drive is like 5.
Solid state drives
just hold me back.
Solid state drives are dirt cheap right now, man. Like I said, they used to be $1 per megabyte. So
yeah, they were super
megabyte.
Fucking
per megabyte.
Yeah, they were
pay $1 per megabyte.
Super expensive.
Now they're like 40 cents to 50 cents a megabyte. So you can get, I mean, it's reasonable. So you get like a 250 megabyte. You can
gigabyte.
Throw yeah gigabyte yeah 250. No, it's $1 a gig. I'm sorry, $1 a gig, yeah. Not a megabyte. That's
no,
not.
That's not. Yeah, that's very doable.
Yeah, no, $1 a gig.
yeah, but you're looking at a terabyte. Think about that.
No, you're not going to get a terabyte.
I'm not gonna think about that.
Well, but then, well, because if you use that for only your OS and then put all your programs and your games on the other one, I mean, I have yet to see it, but I hear it's just like reach down, push button, sit up.
That's probably what I'm going to do. I'll probably just get like a 200. Throw my OS.
You
on
got
there.
Mail.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to try that next.
I also got my original Xbox back from having its 250.
It looks
gig.
Really. I will say that I saw it this morning. Crashed at Dirk's house last night because I drank all of it, and he was transferring some games over, and it looked fucking great. Like the GUI. It looked really cool.
The skin. I can't. There's some of the skins. I can't find the right folder to dump more skins in, but I just forgot how awesome it was having. It's an old school Xbox that I modded. Yeah, I whatever. Here it is. Here I am. But
I don't
no,
think you're taking food out of anyone's mouth at this
no.
point.
Right.
So it's awesome. Like the games load lightning quick.
You telling me about? Was it tricky or SSX?
Yeah, SSX tricky. So in between rounds, like whenever you finish something, it usually gives a rundown of your rider stats, and that's kind of mask the time of like the loading, the little snowboarder going across the screen. So. That usually loads up, and then it has maybe like 4 or 5 more seconds before it's done. This, it gets the first line out of like your stats, and the load is just boop, and then just blinks out, so you don't get to read anything else.
It's so fast.
Yeah, but yeah, good time. So that actually killed a couple of our things, but oh no, we got to talk about some bad news.
One of these is really depressing for me. Well, Joystick is shutting down.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were owned by AOL. I didn't know. And they're downsizing. So
AOL is downsizing.
Joystick's been around for freaking ever.
Yeah. Like,
since the beginning of the internet.
I'll admit, I never really frequented Joystick. I don't really... I mean, the only...
I used to, like, years ago, but I haven't.
I've never once been to that website.
We know somebody by proxy, like Mike Suzek does the podcast with Ryan Lewis, the
Word Rango.
Yeah, Word Rango. And I was in a
my house once.
Yeah.
What, Lewis?
Yeah.
Well, and when I played in that really brief Madden League with Suzek, because he was the commissioner. So yeah, well, that sucks. But there's also
this one hit me right in the feels. Inside Gaming has left Machinima. If anyone watched that, it was a great show. It was a lot of fun. They used to do a lot of GTA videos, and a lot of like the Q&As were absolutely fucking ridiculous. People would ask questions and they would answer them wrong. So nice. They were really funny though. But they're all staying together. They all left, all of them. So they say they want to stay together and try to do something new. So
cool.
Do something cool and fun.
We'll look for something.
It's really
them.
Funny. So.
We can offer all parties.
Yeah.
Some type of.
That's right. Machinima. Yeah. You got a hold of Phil.
Yeah. Oh no. Well, we can offer our services to Machinima, or we can bring on everybody to our little thing.
Oh, okay. We can bring them to us.
Pay and pulled pork. That's all we have.
Yes. So.
Yeah. And gunplay.
And maybe some beer. We can get some beer in there.
We get beer.
Lego Jurassic World.
Confirmed.
Nice.
That's all we got on that.
Yeah.
That's all we really care about.
You said that earlier. And
Lego dinosaurs.
Who the fuck cares?
Confirmed.
That'll be cool.
This next thing here, it's getting more frightening because every week it's a new super smart guy is afraid of robots coming to life and killing us. So now Bill Gates is afraid of super smart machines. Elon Musk was already afraid of super smart machines. And then Stephen Hawking came out a few weeks ago and was afraid of technology getting out ahead of us and coming back to murder us all. So
would it murder us? Or are they just like doing worst case scenario?
They're gonna do some Matrix shit and put us in a big thing and suck out our guts.
That actually, they did the math on that. That won't work.
How do you know?
The math.
You're not Stephen Hawking.
I'm not. But no. For like the us being a battery.
I think it would require more resources to keep us alive.
Yeah.
They could build more batteries.
Yeah.
Or by using stuff.
Like, yeah, we are very inefficient. Not even just batteries. Well,
the three of us would just be the worst batteries.
Sponges.
We're like harbor freight batteries.
Yeah, we're terrible. We'll last for like 30 seconds and then we're out.
Get ready for the robot apocalypse because it's coming and all the smart people said so.
Will the robot devil be there?
The robot devil will be there.
I'm totally in if the robot devil's there.
So learn, pick up the fiddle and start learning now.
We hit Ryan bought AC Unity with your PC. That's your new thing.
Oh, yeah. So right. I finally caved and got AC Unity before the PC because Jeff already has for the PC.
Well,
so
after all the shenanigans. So you waited till all the bullshit came out.
That's why I waited so long. So I finally broke down and did it.
Which will lead to
the patches, and it only froze twice.
Nice.
Oh, did you get any faceless people?
Mine still does the occasional freeze.
But it picks up for 30 seconds.
If you wait, it goes away.
You're just like, is it loading?
But
is
I remember Brotherhood would freeze for a couple of seconds every once in a while.
I didn't really have that
on the
problem.
PC or on the 360?
On the 360.
I never had that problem.
Really?
If you were, it happened to me whenever I was riding a horse through the town, and I would like, I think I was moving faster than the game could render.
Okay.
So every once in a while it'd stop, but like Ezio's hair would keep moving or the horse's mane.
I remember that. The horse's tail would kind of.
It would kind of freeze for a split second. I think it was loading the area in front of you.
So this happens when you go outside. It seems like it freezes up still a little bit. So
maybe they were just trying to build that feature into later games, and this is the fully fledged realization.
Finally, it doesn't freeze for 3 seconds anymore. It freezes for a full 10 seconds. Yes. They finally got it right.
Like, right on.
But I haven't had any major glitches. How do you feel about the camera? Feels weird.
Feels a little weird.
Yeah. Other than that, it seems okay. It seems like an assassin game.
Although I'll learn about this in April because right now my video card is kind of
we'll see where
doesn't
where
like
goes.
The AC.
So I finally Year
of
did.
The PC
Year
begins
the PC.
In April.
No, I'm still doing. I mean,
it's
I
a
got,
rolling year.
When I got StarCraft 2, we're gonna hop on Homeworld 2.
Let's do some StarCraft 2 soon.
Hey, by the way, for Homeworld 2, that VPN thing that we have to download, does that always start up when you start up? Like that, it just bothers me. I know it's not malware. But it just bothers me that it's always there. I always have to shut it off every time I turn on my PC.
I don't know. I haven't tried Homeworld 2 with anybody.
Well, no. Yeah, we played together. Oh, did we play together?
You too.
No, but you didn't download you have to download a special server.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten that far.
Oh. That's probably installed on this computer and running right now. It's a little blue.
Like, it's monitoring us, plotting
it.
Is it?
It's a little blue Earth.
Earth. Oh, the easy updater?
Is that what this is?
Is it like...
It's my download manager. I just turned it off, bro.
Oh, okay, whatever. Well, I tried... No.
I
think
it
I know what
I
you're talking about.
Malware.
That thing was obnoxious, and I think it was causing issues.
The what?
The little easy updater, little Earth icon.
Maybe.
I couldn't figure out how to uninstall.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever.
Since I reinstalled Windows, it's gone.
It's neither here nor there.
Look, I want this one. I want to talk about Law and Order.
Well, I thought, what about the pre-ordering? Are we just going
to
talk over that?
We'll come back to that later. We've got all this stuff in the middle.
You remember a few months back I brought up that family that they neglected their children because they were playing WoW all the time?
Oh, yeah.
SVU has done an episode on that.
Awesome. Good for you.
And they're about to tackle Gamergate.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's going to be so over the top.
Well, they're gonna tackle what it said. The description of the episode was a woman has to deal with harassment while trying to publish a video game.
Please tell me they're getting Zoe Quinn.
To play
herself. I'm sure they'll
Take the high road. Yep. So
I'm sure someone else will play her. But there you go. Apparently, you know, Law & Order, who's floundering in relevance.
Wow. Good for them.
I'll be honest with you, like, because I don't have cable, I just have the antenna right now.
Mm-hmm.
Monday nights, I live for Monday nights just because that's the back-to-back episodes of Law & Order SVU on ION television. It's the old. Oh, yeah. It's just so cheesy, over the top. I'm like, yeah, tell him Elliot Spencer.
Right,
I want to see
how they're going to portray like the
Ice-T,
the making of a video game. How that's going to look. Well, you know how, because the hacking always looks so fucking cheesy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to see that.
Bunnies jumping across the screen.
I just can't get it right.
No, they tackled something like that. They had kind of a mix between like GTA and Second Life. Like they tackled like in one episode where somebody in like a Second Life world, mm-hmm. Or maybe it was the GTA world. I don't know. They had two separate ones. I remember two separate video game episodes. One was where, yeah, it was the GTA style game where they murdered someone in real life. And then recreated the murder scene to a T in GTA and sent it to somebody to harass them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that would really happen.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's ripped straight from the headlines. Yeah. They say it every time.
Yep.
Truth.
The other one was a Second Life. This girl had created like a Second Life character, and she was a prostitute in Second Life, but in real life, she was like a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, jeez.
And the people who were there to, like, you know, the people that were there to, like, you know, have virtual sex with the very attractive prostitute, like, one of them went rogue and, like, kidnapped her and, like, tried to rape her. Or
in real life.
In real life, yeah. So, wow. So it's just, it's kind of like, it's campy. I don't know. I dig it.
I'd
like SVU.
It's very intense. Everything happens within the span of 7 days.
I wish I had that. I had a bigger board that dun dun would like be on dun, like dun. Dun dun every time we change topics. Dun dun.
The you're gonna get that garbled. This is the 4chans. Like
oh no. Did you?
We're coming for you, and they're like dun dun.
Somebody
then they have to go find them.
Speaking of the 4chans, some podcast, which is much more well put together than us, had. What's his face? Who's the guy who does Mega? No, the guy who was arrested who Mega Upload?
Oh,
Kim.com.
Kim.com.
Why can't I remember that? They had members of the Lizard Squad, members of Anonymous, and Kim.com all on the phone at the same time. And the guy was doing a three-way interview with all of them.
Wow.
Jesus, yeah. Did the internet implode that day?
I don't know. It was. I saw it on Reddit. It wasn't something. I couldn't watch it because it's already hard for me to talk to people like or hear radio shows where they have people call in because it's just like I don't care about your boring words from Rand, which is people what people say about us. The 4chan guys, oh, not the 4chan, why would I even say that? The Anonymous guys were basically they had their voices masked and they were basically calling the Lizard Squad a bunch of pussies, mm-hmm. and that they're saying the Lizard Squad retaliated by taking down the Sony and Xbox networks because of something that Anonymous took down of theirs. And then Kim.com was just there to confirm that he gave them $300,000 worth of mega upload accounts.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit. I mean, it was pretty interesting. I'll try to find it again. I mean, it's something that we could watch or link to or whatever. But it was. I'm like, how does this motherfucker that I've never seen before get three people?
Maybe he just asked nicely.
How do you ask Anonymous? Do you just like... Just throw up a news team assemble.
Yeah, you just go on 4chan and just start asking around and
yeah,
put you'll out get a DDoS APB. And no one will ever talk to you. Yeah. That's what will literally happen. This guy must have some connections.
No, what literally will happen was a bunch of ridiculously intelligent people.
Yeah. Good save. No one would ever know where you were going with that.
Right? No, just a bunch of trolls will just hit you up and say, right. Yeah, we're from Anonymous. Let's talk. No,
it'll just be shut up, faggot. Yeah. That's what it'll be.
Yeah. So,
speaking of the dark corners of the internet.
IKEA game,
apparently very frustrating.
Why is there an IKEA game?
Is it a maze? Is it just Pac-Man?
No, it's you can play it for free on a browser, basically, apparently.
Oh,
but
it's a Flash game. Nice.
As you try to put furniture together, more furniture shows up. And you just have to keep trying to put more and more furniture together.
So you have to put it together and figure out which piece you're missing?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, tell me what is like that little guy who's always like there to help you put it, like that weird...
You mean the little paperclip?
No, not the paperclip. Yes, the little paperclip.
Looks
hey.
Like you're having some trouble with that.
Fuck! Where's your fucking dog? Thank you, Microsoft.
That sounds awful.
No, when you do the IKEA instructions, there's always like... It's a little guy, but he's just a blob naked dude, mm-hmm. who's always just like, pick this up or just do this. Mm-hmm. Is he in that game? Do you know how he played it? No research on this game.
I just saw it. And
this is our episode next week, and you've done no research.
No research. Shocking.
The IKEA game?
Yeah.
We're doing an episode.
We're giving you
one hour.
For not doing any research, we're actually going to give you a raise.
All right. That's all right.
Have this beer coaster. Yeah, that's what you win.
A letter opener.
And I just wanted to talk about this real quick. So at a couple of gaming places, I think Total Biscuit was talking about it, and PC Master Race on Reddit, PCMR. and I think on the 4chan as well.
You just like jumped on the PC Master Race. Now you're like, hey guys, I got one.
I do reading. I read stuff.
Okay.
This was supposed to be the year that all the gamers were supposed to band together and stop pre-ordering stuff. And literally none of you fuckers have done it.
Mm-mm. No, they called it. Like somebody on Reddit was just like, this is the year that even though we're going to try to do no pre-orders, like this, all these games like
more
are
going to
they're going to break record pre-order sales.
There's like 8 people not pre-ordering and we're 3 of them. So well, we're the other 5.
I think the same people pre-ordering are the same people who are paying for microtransactions.
I don't think the last game that
but they're the same people that are bitching about all that stuff too. And then they'll just go out and do it again.
What was the last game you pre-ordered?
I pre-ordered drawing a blank here, the pre-sequel season pass.
Oh, okay. So that's...
I paid for that.
That's relatively recent.
I paid for a few season passes. I don't know that I've done a lot of pre-ordering, but I paid for the Black Flag season pass as well.
Oh, see, that came back to bite you.
Yeah, not going to do that again.
I think the last game that I pre-ordered was Halo 3.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you win.
Yeah.
I did Assassin's Creed 3 was the last one I pre-ordered.
Brotherhood or Revelations I did, and I think maybe Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, which one came out first, Assassin's Creed or Halo 3? Because one I stood...
I think Halo 3 came out before Assassin's Creed 3. I'm almost certain.
No, I'm saying Assassin's Creed 1.
Oh, shit.
Because I think I pre-ordered Assassin's Creed 1, took the day off, because...
Got bored quickly.
Yeah, real bored.
No, because that happened to you.
No, because I woke up. I know that I did a routine. I woke up and I had an hour before the GameStop opened, and I knew it was already pre-ordered. So I went to the store and bought a 12-pack of Killian's and a 12-piece of fried chicken.
I got
one beer, one chicken. One beer, one chicken.
And then a chaser.
Yeah. And then I drove over to the GameStop and waited outside. We just waited in my car for like maybe 20 minutes. Then got the game.
You cried. Went home. Drink beer and eat chicken.
It wasn't bad. I really enjoyed it. It was a cool game. So yeah, it was either Halo 3, because one of them I showed up at the midnight release, and there were all these people lined up at one GameStop. And this is back when Chandler Mall had one GameStop inside and one GameStop outside. So I went to the one inside that I think that was still open, or maybe the one outside. I just walked to there's like a huge line at this one. I just went to another store and I was just like, I went to Walmart and bought it from Walmart where there was no.
Didn't you already have like $5 down on a pre-order? You just ate the $5?
No, I didn't pre-order Halo 3. Maybe I did.
Boo.
I think one time I just went to Walmart when a game came out and I realized that all the lines that people had at GameStop when there's like a fully stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Thing of at Walmart. I'm like, I'll never
I did the same thing for one of these games here that we're going to talk about today.
I honestly, your money's going to evil either way.
What I mean, so are they just trying to like?
It's not like you could buy it from the mom and pop shop down the street.
Yeah.
Is that so? It's just building a game off hype, and then instead of actually building a game off of like you know,
yeah,
its
off
merits.
Of its merits. Yeah, yeah. It's off of the full motion video that they released that will never actually be in the game. And there's no gameplay footage. No one gets a chance to test games anymore.
In
so pre-ordering, it's
just like... you get the hope that this money's going to go towards making the game better, rather than them having to front the money. But you'd be mistaken.
I'm sorry, I pre-ordered a game, but they called it something else. I backed the Kickstarter for fucking Broken Age. So that I'm sorry, that's the most recent one.
And
so
how'd that work out?
I haven't finished the first chapter, but they haven't released the second chapter yet.
Exactly. That they got millions of dollars.
They
and
got
done nothing.
$3 million when they said they needed $30,000.
Yep, and they've done nothing.
So. I bet they all have like cool sunglasses and expensive pants now, though.
No, they try to give like that backer update where like, hey, guys, this is what's going on. I'm like, I don't care anymore. Just give me the game.
Check out all these replica swords we bought.
Release the
Fuck
game.
Fuck you guys.
We made potato salad.
What and we filled New Jersey with potato salad, yeah. And so yeah, I might
visit.
It's not going to happen. So
yeah,
well, let's get to the meat.
All right,
and potatoes.
Let's do this.
That's not the right button. See, you fucked it up anyways. Fucked it up anyways.
Well,
oh
because
my God, it's so loud.
I went into my head. I'm like, oh, we switched these around.
No, I fixed it. All right, so turn that shit down. Thanks. So this was one of the songs from which was this on Guitar Hero 2.
This is Ryan's
Guitar Hero 3.
This is Guitar Hero 3. The Legends. Is it Legends of
Legends
Rock?
Legends of Rock.
Rock.
Yeah.
With Slash. Slash
yeah,
licensed
with Slash.
His likeness.
Yeah, that's what we needed. Oh, so, and Zach Wilde, wasn't you he mean on there?
Cousin It. He licensed Cousins It, the Cousin It's license.
Yeah.
Cousins It. Yeah. I think Zach Wilde was in that game, like, with his big chains and everything.
Yeah, and someone else. There was, like, three people in that. I don't remember who. But anyways, that was dumb. I didn't play it. I own it, but I don't think I played it, like, twice.
Tom Morello?
Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
Tom Morello, I think, was in that one, too. I don't know. I think
Kurt Cobain was in one of the rock bands.
Yeah.
Okay. But he was right-handed.
Oh, yeah. That pissed sacrilege.
Everybody off. No, that was the rock band because they had the Nirvana version, right?
I don't know if they had a full Nirvana, but they know they had like a... They did the whole old Nevermind album, and I think he was an unlockable character, a downloadable character or something.
Play as Kurt Cobain, now with real shotgun action. As
he rolls over and is great.
Too is soon. It too soon? Too really? Soon, Derek. You cringed at that. Okay.
Did.
20 years.
Fine. Now with Jeez. Real heroin spoon action. Now with real Courtney whole, Love action.
That's the whole game. You just sit there.
You got to line up lighter the under with a the spoon. Bane.
He's the guy who's firing the gun, and for those about to rock. Ryan, oh, you got that?
Rude.
It's too soon.
God damn, really? Okay, anyway. So we've actually had a long history. When I think we started talking about this music game episode, in my mind, I was just like Rock Band, Guitar Hero, because that's when it really blew up and like just petered out after a while. It just like hit, and it was like the 15 minutes of fame that lasted like six years, five?
Probably about three, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about three or four.
Yeah.
So anyway, but from what we can remember, it started with Parappa the Rappa.
Yeah, if you dig down the rabbit hole and you really think about it, really was a rhythm
You could probably
game.
Research yeah. it, and it would... There's probably something...
If you look at the Wikipedia page on rhythm games, Parappa the Rappa is listed as the father, grandfather.
The grandfather.
Oh, okay.
The great step-uncle.
Yeah.
Of rhythm games. And I think I played it. Did you play it?
I played it. Yeah.
I played the shit out of it.
And all it was just timed button presses.
Got very far. I was terrible at it.
Nothing in that game but timed button presses.
Yeah.
And
we should have watched some videos. I showed you some of the guys that were doing those. Like... not Parappa the Rappa, but like some of these, what is it, Beat Mania, or that one that I showed you where it's a 4x4 square, these huge, like, it's like bigger than his monitor. And this guy is just like, he might as well be just slapping his hands on the screen because that's how fast he's moving.
But they light up at different times, and when the beat goes off, and it's like, you got to move your hand around for every little note to hit it. It was very Korean.
It was awesome.
It was like some StarCraft. Shit, like where they're moving faster than we can think. Yeah.
It was cool. Actions per Pretty minute. Cool. I still
actually, well, no, actually, Red Simon Says was listed on there, but that was really just more of a memory game.
Wait, wasn't Simon was a that was a that was like a game?
It well, was a handheld with the three, the four colored spots. But you didn't have to have rhythm, you just had to push the right colors in order.
Yeah.
Right, and it was memory. It wasn't really so much like
rhythm.
Keeping
well,
the
you
beat,
can see, yeah, that, that's kind of in the same vein.
I guess it is, but.
But as we know it now, like Parappa the Rappa was kind of just like the foray into it. But when Beat Mania hit for the arcades,
that was
in 97, and I remember I wasn't really around arcades that much in 97. But that's when Konami their branch of like their music games started really pushing those games. And I mean, if we know anything by watching the Asian guy who plays Tetris, they love repetitive things
I looked at Beatmania because I had never even heard of it, and it looks like really big DJ Hero.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like to me. But I don't even know how the fuck it works. Do you even know how it works?
DJ Mania?
No, Beatmania.
Beatmania. Yeah, it had five buttons from what I remember, which is kind of like DJ Hero, which came out. It had five buttons and a turntable. And a microphone. No,
two turntables
and a microphone. So no, they had the five buttons. So the five buttons light up, and I think at a certain point you had to like scratch or something, or like just spin the record to kind of get more points. So that was it, and it just flew. So you just had one hand going and one hand on the DJ turntable thing.
That sounds rough.
Like a real DJ.
Like a boss DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old, like an older DJ nowadays. Just you plug in your iPod and stand up there with one headphone on, like going.
Yeah.
Just dancing around, not really doing anything.
No, you tuck your headphones under your neck.
You look like you're doing something. Like really, you're phone. Just like typing an email to your landlord asking him not to shut your water.
Rent's
off.
Gonna be late.
No, you're just Instagramming pictures of your dinner.
Yeah. So I didn't know about Beatmania. I think the first game that I saw, and I don't know if this was you guys, because it was, well, it probably was in the same, like, about the same time or maybe before, because the first time I ever saw a game like this was in GameWorks. It was the guitar game. It was Guitar Freak, which I, at the time, I was just like, this looks dumb. And I didn't even play it, didn't even touch it.
And I vaguely remember that, but I never played it.
Yeah, I never played it either because it never had license. We found out it didn't have licensed music.
Yeah, it had its own really crappy, like just
yeah
music they made for the game. And it wasn't very good or it wasn't, like, memorable. You're not going to go, like, singing this fucking song that you just played on Guitar Freaks all day long. Yeah.
What was that one that we looked up? It was like Happy Man or something?
Happy Man. It was like a fake ass punk song. It just it was so generic.
Yeah.
So fucking generic.
With a Asian twist.
Yeah. But I mean, the idea, that's pretty much where they got the idea for every rhythm game we played since then was from Guitar Freaks. It only had three buttons, but it still had the
trigger. The little we'll call it trigger.
Clicker thing in the middle for your strumming thing, lever. Lever. So it kind of exploded off of that, and they added whammy bars and added a couple more buttons, and you could do this and that, and the movement of the controller. But, like, it all started from that. And I guess it's still, like, people are still doing it and making custom songs for it and shit.
Well, they did that. Okay, well, we can talk about this now because the first time, I didn't ever play the first Guitar Hero, but I remember you got really big into Guitar Hero 2. Like, you loved that game for the PS2, right?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Guitar Hero. But it's just like the songs weren't all that great and like the hard mode wasn't that hard. So but Guitar Hero 2 had so many more awesome songs and it just kind of made the game a little bit better. And the hard mode or expert mode was fucking rough. And I think that's where I started really, really enjoying it. I used to play it like a lot. Like, that's all I play. That's why I didn't play God of War.
Well, that's when you live
because I missed them and I was just playing. Well,
that's why you would sit in your room and you would sit on the edge of your bed because you had your TV right next to your bed and you would sit there and bang out, like, what was it, Hangar 8 or something?
Yeah, Hangar 18 or Thunder Kiss or Mother.
Yeah, just like get it out of the system right before bed, like, I'm gaming, motherfucker. And I fucking hated it because I can never get the orange button down. Like,
right? Once you go orange, hard mode?
No, like that.
Can't, it's so hard.
And Ryan's just like, no, you just gotta do this. I'm like, I can't.
You just
gotta
move
that.
Your pinky over one.
So
it's not that.
So that was 2005. So we our whole, like, for what we know about rhythm games starts
with the story of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, and about how big it got, because there's something that I forgot about that we can talk about, like, kind of at the hype. When this thing got big enough, in 2010, I think it was. Where is it?
What, you're talking about when it imploded on itself?
No. This was right before it imploded on itself. I'm sorry. This is 2008. It was reported by Kotaku in 2008, and it's got the picture of the kid. August 17th, 2008, on Kotaku. These parents let their kid drop out of school to become a professional Guitar Hero player. Mm-hmm. I mean, they even had a South Park episode where it's just like
the like, South Park episode.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
We should have brought one of guitars in here. I love this song. It's like he's playing Guitar Hero.
I remember that.
That was a little further down the line.
What was the game that they were playing? The Chase the Dragon game.
Oh, I can't remember.
There's some other game. Heroin Hero.
Yeah.
Hero. They're just chasing the dragon. They couldn't catch it.
You can never catch the dragon. Catch I was the chasing dragon. But anyway, so I never had it. I wasn't like a huge I didn't like it. I played over every time I went over to Ryan's house and the song list was okay, but that was when really people started like to hack it and they started to make their own songs and everything. Like, you could find them like
that.
There
was
a lot
freaking
of,
that yeah, that's awesome. They're all over YouTube, custom Guitar Hero songs.
Well, but
awesome.
You can't play them. I mean, I don't
know. No, but if you can figure out how to mod it yourself, which I'm sure there's all kinds of tutorials, people will actually provide the files for you.
Oh,
you can
cool.
Just put them on your own game.
I actually have a guy that would probably do that. He'd like for me to mention his name, and I can even give his number if you guys would allow that later on.
You're going to give his phone number out?
He said he wants to give out his
Holy
phone number.
Holy shit. Sure. All three people that listen to this are going
to
be calling.
All three people who listen to this who don't live, two of them don't live in Phoenix, but he takes mail order. So if you called him, he will give you his address, and you can ship your system to him.
And this is the same guy that did your Xbox?
Yeah, he has done. He has fixed all of our game systems that have gotten red lights or yellow lights. But now he has a better way, because he used to just have to heat it up, and the solder would remelt. But now he has a system that I guess has been refined to where he will actually pull the chip off, clean all of the old solder that doesn't have any lead in it, and then he will reball it and he will resolder it back down with lead solder, and it will never come up again.
Nice.
So
is that what he did with mine?
No, he actually got yours right after. But no, but
right before.
But I think that he'll give you a deal if it happens again. But he charges the exact same price that he charged for the other thing. He said he's getting orders like crazy. But
nice.
Me and him have been like doing a lot of talking. And
so Xbox Red Ring of Death or the PS3 Yellow Light of Death.
Yeah.
Does he replace our?
He can replace or fix either one.
If your disk drive dies.
If your disk drive dies, he can replace your disk drive. He also has other services that you can ask him about.
I replaced the laser in my PS3 myself. That was pretty easy to do.
You did, but you put it back together wrong, and
well, it worked.
you actually missed two little hooks or something.
Then it was like a spring or something.
It aired out like it couldn't. Like it was just about to break. So
yeah.
He does everything like top to bottom, and he's a real good guy. So but if you guys want to talk about something, I'll find his name and I'll
no, let's wait for you.
All right, fine. Just find
let's do everything that you want to do.
Let's talk about other games out at the time. We haven't even gotten all the way through the timeline.
I know we haven't. This is how I put this together haphazardly. I was really hung over this morning.
We were at Guitar Hero.
Where did I leave off?
No, we were at Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero 2 and the hacks and the mods and stuff.
Right. There was also those Karaoke Revolution games that apparently teenage girls love to play.
Let's not
leave out Dance Dance Revolution. And
also,
you got to bring that up because fat guys love to dance.
No. When I worked at GameWorks, I used to love to see the kids from downstairs, because the bar was upstairs, and the kids from downstairs were playing. They would bring like their gallons of water and then just sit
they
down.
They were totally serious, huh?
No, dude, they would be there for hours and play Dance Dance Revolution. You
know, they're getting exercise, though. It's weird exercise.
The guy at the gym.
Yeah,
at the gym
at your old apartment.
He would bring down his PlayStation 2 to the gym in the apartment complex, hook it up to the TV, and then just start Dance Dance Revolution. Like, so much to the point, like, it just ruined any workout that I was doing, because I'm just, like, sitting down there, and it's like, this is happening. Like, this is...
Okay,
this is,
just
this
do
is
it all. In your apartment.
Well, if he's on the second floor...
That's what we thought. Like, that...
Yeah.
He was just being polite.
You never followed him back to his apartment?
No. I don't want... I mean...
I don't want any part of what he has going on in there.
The man always, no matter how cold, how hot it was, he always wore black windbreaker Adidas pants.
What did they pull off?
I would assume that they might. I don't know.
Like
I didn't get,
and he just rips them off.
Didn't get too close. And then he always wore the same black tank top with the arms cut off.
Yeah, he sounds like a cool, really cool guy.
Amazing. So anyway, it's a cultural thing. Like that's they tapped like this whole rhythm thing. Which if you think of Dance Dance Revolution, that's kind of like Parappa the Rapper, where
you punch, kick, roll in the mind,
chop.
Well, if you watch those guys that play in tandem, like where they jump back and forth between each other's pads, that's actually, it's kind of fun to watch.
It's neat.
Yeah, but then you sit back and like they put a lot of work into this that I don't have the patience
spent doing something
or
else.
Anything for that.
I like to watch like people of my own stature dance dance. I love watching fat guys dance dance. It's the funniest thing ever.
That sounds like a great just like Twitch channel, fat guys dance dance. Yeah.
Can we start that?
I'm sure we could.
So I like to watch, like, because they always do it in public. It's like, well, who talked them into doing that at a what do you used to work? GameWorks?
Yeah.
Like, who went to GameWorks and who's that?
Kyle just got those.
How?
He just sent me a text message that just happened.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck?
Fuck you, Kyle.
Friend of Dirk's just got Super Bowl tickets.
No, but look how... Do you see how much they are?
For today.
$800 for Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, those are nosebleeds then.
Section 451, row 10.
I think that's where we sat when we went.
451, yeah, that'd be...
When it would have been better to watch it on TV because you can't see anything. The little
That's
ants.
Still the Super Bowl.
But hey, it's
good for them.
Be a cool party. They better leave now if they want to get there.
I'm going to send him a text message that says, fuck.
All right. So anyways, back to the dance dance thing real quick. There would always be a really fat guy that would do it at GameWorks. And it would be great because I would always be drunk at GameWorks. so I could go. Well, yeah. I could watch this fucking maniac, and he looked just like the maniac.
He had a guy who would give him free beer.
And he'd always be waving his hands like, you don't have to wave your hands that much. There was no hand movement in this game.
That guy was a frequent flyer. There were three. There were three of them. There was a frequent flyer.
He's like, this is fucking amazing. Look at that. I just remembered I had that little tiny Guitar Hero guitar. I think that's part of what the downfall was.
They even came out with Guitar Hero on the DS, where you would strum the bottom screen.
That was part of the downfall of these music games, was they tried to branch out too much, and they oversaturated.
They MC Hammered it. They gave him a cartoon, they gave him an action figure, and people and real people from the streets.
Let's not dog on the MC Hammer cartoon right here, okay? Let's maybe just take this that home with you.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I keep sidelining you about
I don't even remember what I was dancing, and now we're moving on to.
So Guitar Hero 2, it was kind of picking up speed, and like all these other things were happening, mm-hmm. and it was like a lot of people are buying it. The next gen systems hit, and I'll admit it, I have two of these fucking guitars. Guitar Hero 3 hit, and it was just like, oh my god! Like all these artists came out of the woodwork. They had all these great unlockable songs.
That was great too. Is they got way more licensed of the actual songs, and they didn't like. I remember they had that Lamb of God song, "Laid to Rest," and it was like they made it there. Yeah, and it was really bad singing, and like some guy trying to do like I'm a metal dude, and just like
have to do like some of them. They probably didn't get the full license. Like they got the license.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. Yeah, where they could use the song. They just couldn't use the master version of it.
Okay.
So they just pretty much used a karaoke version of the song, and some guy that was probably their web developer fucking went and sang for them. It was pretty bad, but I don't think there were any of those in the newer games. It was just like the first and second game had a couple of songs.
Yeah, I just know that when they started throwing like the really fast metal, that was like fun for me to play. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that one that we came into, like Take This Life.
Yeah, that was because it's not fun to just strum the same 8 notes. Mm-hmm. Shit gets crazy. Yeah. Like you're like when it's going back and forth and it's coming at you super fast. You're like you can't do that.
Panic.
Yeah.
Well,
panic.
And it did give you
start
that
smashing it. Am I doing it right?
Well, it gave you kind of that immersive experience to where you couldn't hear the clicks. So you would just like you turn it up as loud as you could, and you're just like, "Yeah, I am fucking rocking." And you're like, "I am
a Guitar Hero."
We know how to play instruments mm-hmm. like poorly, mm-hmm. but we didn't even touch about him is Rocksmith, which we can like kind of like be an afterthought. But Guitar Hero, it just made you. It was easily packaged, but Guitar Hero 3 is when it blew up because.
For me, it blew up with Rock Band.
Oh, dude, you...
That was for me, too.
That's when the shit hit the fan. So, Harmonix and Red Octane split. Red Octane got bought up by Activision, and then Harmonix got bought up by Viacom for some reason. Viacom, that makes Saturday morning cartoons.
Viacom.
Yeah. And so, the way that worked out is that Red Octane is now defunct. Good for them. That lasted 4 years. And now Harmonix is owned by MTV, making dance games. So, after the split, Red Octane Kate kept the Guitar Hero brand.
Okay.
And then Harmonix went on to make Rock Band.
Rock Band.
Which fucking...
Well, that for me, because that made it a party game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As where instead of a bunch of people drinking beer while one dude played by himself...
Well, there was two player. You could do two player.
Was there? Well, then you could get four people...
Oh, yeah.
And then that was just, that made it so much more fun.
Every time we went to Matt's house, like for every party for like two or three years, there was always a new version of Rock Band. Like there was the Beatles Rock Band. Mm-hmm. And like everybody's just like, I can't do any of it. I have no.
Yeah, that used to happen.
The guitar, bass, no problem. The drums or vocals, eh.
Didn't they have like the vocals always kind of, I'd never really.
It was terrible.
Yeah, they're horrible. It was just karaoke. We were going to actually do our intro. Yeah, of us playing mm-hmm. a whole thing of Rock Band. Because you still have all the drums.
All the peripherals. I'm fucking ready to go. You want to go right now?
No.
Let's do it. Let's hook it up. Let's do it. That was for Rock Band 2. Because Rock Band was awesome. And you could do all of the fucking instruments. And you could bring in your friends. And you could all get drunk. And I remember going to, not even Matt's, like every party you went to in, 2008? Mm-hmm. Everyone was there. Everyone had a fucking 360 set up with Rock Band.
Well, this mm-hmm. is how much it permeated, too, because this is when I was just like, come the fuck on. God of War 3 had that rhythm section in it where you had to like, dong, dong. Like,
that was so fucking stupid.
This is fucking dumb. You know what Kratos would do? He would rip this mechanical thing out of the ground, throw a dead body into it to make it work, and then he wouldn't sit there and be like, I gotta get this note. Oh, I messed up again. So that's when I knew that it was like, okay, you've gone too far. Yeah,
it did get too big for itself. And then Guitar Hero started oversaturating, because then they came out with the Beatles and the Green Day and Metallica. I really like that one. But they had so many different versions of it.
Now, could you use the Rockstar? Were they compatible? Like, you could use
the instruments went back and forth. Okay. You could use either one. Although the drums were slightly different and they were kind of weird to use.
Guitar Hero came out with the actual full set, right? So didn't Rock Band, or did they?
Well, Rock Band had the, yeah, and then Guitar Hero, he came out with one that had like cymbals up top.
Oh, that's right. So they are just like, well, I
so they were slightly different. You could use it, but it would be weird. It would feel weird.
It's like, anything you can do, I can do better.
No, sorry. I feel like Rock Band did it better. Because I believe in the beginning, mm-hmm. I think Harmonix was doing the hardware.
Okay.
And Red Octane was doing the game, if I remember correctly. Maybe it was the other way around. But anyways, Rock Band did it way better. And then Harmonix, then they came out with DJ Hero and Keyboard Hero, dude. And Surfboard Hero, Waffle Hero, and every other fucking hero under the sun.
The joke about DJ Hero, didn't I try to unload that on you? Like, I had a DJ Hero game for the PS3 given to me. Like, full thing, like, full box and everything.
Yeah.
And who did that to you?
Emmanuel. It sat in a corner. I think I brought it down here and tried to give it to somebody. And nobody, it didn't even get opened. Like, it was never opened.
I think you tried to pawn it off my brother. I think I almost remember that.
Yeah,
now.
I tried to give it to Randy. Randy wouldn't take it. I tried to give it, because Randy was big into it too, right?
Yeah, me and my brother used to play Rock Band all the fucking time together.
I tried to give it to Brad and Alicia. It sat in the corner and never got played. And then when Brad moved, he gave it back to me. And I'm like,
damn you, DJ Hero.
Like, I will try to. So I went down to Bookman's and I'm like, just fucking take this.
They wouldn't take it?
No, they're like, we'll look it up and we'll tell you how much we can give you. So I'm like, I wandered around, looked at games, and I went back about 20 minutes later. And they're like, she points above her head and there's four DJ Heroes above her. And she's just like, we can't take this. We have these, and they're not moving. I'm like, please just take it.
just physically take it.
Yeah, no, I'm like, please.
But don't offer me anything in return.
She's like, would you like me to recycle it for it? And I like literally, like, words out of my mouth. I'm like, cast it into the fires of Mount Doom. I do not care. Just get this.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So that by that point, you're just like, everything is just so blown out. It's everywhere. You're sick of all this shit.
We were talking about earlier. There's that stupid little game I got.
This
is
like, this is like 6 months ago too. Yeah. Like, that's what I, like, when that finally came back to me. I got that game like almost 2 years
there
ago.
There was a fucking mobile game. I mean, oh, why do you need it on your fucking phone? It just got way oversaturated. I think people got sick of it. I know I did. It was just like, ugh, again.
You know what I got tired of is the Dragon Force kid. That kid who could play Dragon Force perfect. I'm like, fuck this kid, man. He needs to get outside and like get some air. Get some vitamin D from the sun.
Pick up a real guitar.
Yeah.
Like you can do on Rocksmith. That was actually a really, really great idea.
And here's the thing.
It just came too late.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm so burnt out on it. But if I would have known about that, I totally, before I sold my acoustic electric, I would have bought that to kind of like, you know, learn some new songs. But now that it's gone, I'm just like, one more thing I don't have time for.
Yeah, anybody got time for that? It's not really like a video game. It's more of a teaching tool. I mean, it is a video game. I mean, you get rewards and it claps or whatever the fuck. Yeah. But it's more of a teaching tool. It starts off slow. And
do you get
then
Slash's likeness?
I hope so.
Oh.
Yeah, there's not a stupid audience in the background.
In a box.
Or right-handed Kurt Cobain.
You know what's my favorite part? Is when you get the punk guy who would be like jamming out to like the slowest tune, and he's just like, "Fuck it, right."
That was always the best, because there were hundreds for Rock Band 2, hundreds and hundreds of probably thousands of downloadable songs. I know I personally have hundreds.
Strong Bad,
or watching the punk rock dude stand up there while you're playing the theme from Portal.
Ding, 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 ding. He's like,
this is a triumph.
And you're just like, dude, he's getting down way too hard. They're all spinning around guitars, and you're just like,
flames going off in the background.
that was always a lot of fun.
And killed me.
Or I like to play something in the way, I believe. No, no, underneath. Well, yeah, is actually, that something in the way?
Yeah,
Nirvana.
Underneath.
One of my favorite. I just thought of this. One of my favorite Easter eggs. I don't remember which one it was, but there was a Spinal Tap song.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the song, the drummer exploded.
That was, I believe, that was Guitar Hero 3.
Was
but
it?
Here's the thing: it became so oversaturated. Who knows? Who fucking cares?
Like, right? It's just, there's 27 Guitar Hero games.
Yeah, with all these downloadable songs, so like all these moments just blend into one until everybody just said they move past it. There's like,
right?
Yeah.
So now
go back to Call of Duty.
Well, and you know what's funny? It's like
or Madden 27.
Yeah. I have a Guitar Hero guitar that I've moved around my man room like a dozen times, just like making room for stuff, and finally it's just out in the garage.
Yeah.
Soon to be taken to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Like you can find, if you need peripherals, go to Goodwill.
Oh my god, they have like an entire big metal rack dedicated to peripherals for music games.
So awesome.
It's fucking crazy.
We never talked about the Donkey Kong.
Oh, the Kongas?
Oh, Donkey Kongas. Yeah, they tried to jump on that, too.
Nintendo
tried. I forgot about that.
It came with the bongo set.
That's so stupid.
Like, why? What are you? There's two bongos.
That's all you do. It's
killing me.
Plop, 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 plop.
That's the pinnacle.
So...
I was a great idea, and then for some reason it just seemed to have coincided with the Great Recession that in 2009 the whole music game thing just crashed. The bottom fell out and no one wanted to play them anymore, which is sad because at parties they were a lot of fun.
The day the music died.
Yeah.
Full circle. Bye bye Miss American Pie for his nuts.
I remember.
Look at that. But so, yeah. How often do you play them? How often do you go back to
all them? The time. When I'm home alone, dude, I play them all the time. I sing.
At the top of your lungs. But you also sing Slayer and record yourself and post it to YouTube.
No, first of all,
on
that
your
was Cannibal
on your
Corpse and Iced Earth. And second of all, no, I think it's a lot of fun. But no one wants to do it. And I can't do it when Nicole's here. She's not even sitting in the living room watching Gilmore Girls while I'm in the back.
Well, you're back there.
Singing fucking Hammer Smashed Face. It's just not going to happen.
And that's a man can't even be a man in his own house.
If I can't sing death metal songs drunk at 9:30 at night, I don't want to live.
So do you have any, I think we've pretty much just like tied this whole nice thing in a big.
Put a little bow on it.
Yeah, put a bow on it. Something that I thought would be kind of a mundane episode I've had a lot of fun with.
Final thoughts? No, I mean, I wish we'd had time to actually get a thing going.
Get a round in. Maybe some Nickelback.
Well,
some Scott Stapp, maybe.
Oof.
Some Creed.
That's, hey.
Yeah.
Suge Knight's in jail. Yay.
Hey, finally.
Yeah. For actual murder this time, and there was witnesses. So
good.
He was afraid for his life.
Well, I'm sorry somebody
was killed.
He was
so afraid that he ran over one of his own friends that he came with. The person he came with, he ran over.
He arrived to the destination with.
Yes.
He ran him
what
over.
What the fuck? What anyway. The actual fuck?
Anyway.
He's a sick, sick motherfucker.
Yeah, he is such a scumbag. I'm glad he's in jail.
You know what's good. Funny is I'm more afraid of 4chan than Suge Knight.
You know what? Law and Order SVU.
In a couple of weeks.
Are they going to do a Suge Knight thing?
With iced tea.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Dang.
I don't know. I just heard about this news myself. So.
Dear media gods, please make this happen.
That'll be fun. I'm glad that happened.
Yeah.
Final thoughts. I wish people still enjoyed playing it. Everyone's burned out. I'm not. I'd play them all the time. I'll
It's a function.
I'll play it tomorrow. I'll be home alone from work tomorrow.
You know what I wish was a function that I knew about is that I didn't know that you could just go in on Rock Band into the back end and it would give you an actual drum set. So when you're hitting the drums, you're like playing the drums like with no rhythm.
You know. My brother is really good at like Rock Band on the drums.
Yeah.
Like really good.
Can't
play the drums for shit in real life.
Yeah.
Can't fucking play the guitar at all. Barely. He has no musical talent whatsoever, but you get him on those Rock Band drums and he's killing it. Yeah.
Well, even Holmberg from from Holmberg's Morning Sickness, he fell in love with that shit and his favorite thing was the drums, but he couldn't figure out how to, he also wanted to sing. So he taped the microphone to a broom and put it up on the drums so he could play the drums and do the microphone.
Why didn't he just get a microphone stand?
What, do you think he works in radio? You think he's got those laying around?
You know, did Rock Band ever have any Def Leppard songs?
They did, yeah. The drummer had two arms.
You would have to play it one armed, though.
Anyway, my final thoughts are I still... I look at Rock Band 3 there, and I'm like, I see you there. I see you, guitar. I should fire you back up if the batteries aren't corroded inside of that husk that you call a controller. But no, I just... I'd rather play other games or not play other games like I normally do.
You'd rather modify your consoles.
I'm actually going to buy... Speaking of that... I'm going to buy Rocksmith today.
Are you?
Yes.
Because I'm sure he's got the show.
I'm going to order it. I'm going to go on Amazon right when we're done recording. I'm going to order it, see if I can get it here tomorrow so I can play while I'm sitting at home alone
tomorrow. I'm curious to play this.
So that is going to happen. Just don't know what system.
Kyle is going to scalp the tickets.
Oh, dude, he's going to be so rich.
Or maybe, I don't know. Like, I think him and Kelly are fighting about it, but shouldn't you scalp those tickets? And
fuck yeah. Are you kidding me?
I would put it on Craigslist. I have Super Bowl tickets. Come meet me here. I will give them to you. Probably get stabbed.
Does he have a gun?
No, but I have one. I can show up. I can check my six before I get out of the car.
That's full circle.
So, real quick, let me give a shout out to Travis who does game repairs. If anybody has a broken console, and want to check, which button? This one?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do this one. If anybody has a broken console, please give Travis a call. 602-368-6364. Tell him that you heard about him on the Casual Cowards. He'll be happy to know that we sent you his way. And he'll hook you up. He's real cheap, and he lives right next to me, but you'll never find me.
That's right. When you give him a call, use promo code CASUAL.
Yeah, CASUAL. Like,
and receive absolutely nothing. But hey, thanks for the shout out, bro.
So
Dirk's getting something on the back end.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm totally getting something on the back end.
In the back end.
So we are on. If you know what? Where I'm going to do it. Go to casualcowards.com, top right hand corner. We see everything that we're on.
Find everything that we do.
If you're listening to us,
click
right
on
now,
that shiny loot link. Buy stuff.
Yeah.
Then we get something on the back end.
Yeah.
About at least like 3 cents.
3 cents per game. So
that's going to be awesome.
That's going to be awesome.
We're going to go watch some fucking
we're
gonna football.
Go eat
you're going to go to work.
Meat.
I'm going
to
go
watch football. Well, you're going to go sell the internet to people.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's calling today.
No, should be a good day.
Yep.
So for episode 42.1, I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Go Pats.
Fuck you.